This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely, being part of the solution. So, you know, again, you know, the conversation over the last few days, right? The conversation about Trump's racist comment. I'm not going to go into all of that right now. But what I think is really interesting is all these fights are going on. We got so many other things to worry about. So many other things going on the border wall, right? Immigration issues. It's kind of like, is anybody home? Are you guys really paying attention? I mean, and I know I'm talking about you, obviously. I'm talking about the congressional people, the congressmen and women, the arguments and fights that they're having. It's like there's, and I've said it before. From the day he won. Talk about the ones who really didn't accept the loss. It was them. It wasn't. They were so worried about Trump. So worried about Trump not willing to give if Hillary won. It actually went the other way. It's exactly what we said would happen. Right? I mean, seriously, I want you to think it through. And now they're saying if he loses, he won't leave office. So they're ginning their people up already to believe this garbage. So they're the ones that are fear-mongers. It's what I always say. Look, some of you know, you've been listening for a long time. I wish you'd stop listening and buy one. You've been listening for a long time. My book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. The reason I named it that was because it was all the things... All those things that the left calls us, all the labels they give us that we're not aware of. I mean, we're aware that they call us those things. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you look at this, when you look at how the left attacks, you have got to hit them with real words and you have to hit them with real facts. You can't play games with them. You can't spew party line. Harvard. A Harvard study. God bless. Is telling us now that there's no evidence that trigger warnings actually help. They might even hurt. But listen, I don't need... I don't need a $3 million study to tell me about this. Do you? I mean, these trigger warnings, it's almost like at times the conversation is around, hey, We scare them. Don't run with a pencil in your hand. You'll poke your eye out. Don't run with the scissors. You stab. Whatever the term they're using or they used. We petrified those kids. We worked it up to them believing that these things would happen to them. If you swim 10 minutes, within 10 minutes after you eat, you're going to go in, you're going to drown. They start believing this garbage. Right? No, come on. You see what I'm saying here? So they did the same thing here. The trigger warnings have been ginned up. This is what you're going to see. Oh, my God, this is terrible. I can't. No. Shut up. The trigger warnings actually build up the anticipation. They make it worse. Conducted by Harvard psychologists Peyton Jones, Benjamin Bellett, and Richard McDowell, the study went so far as to suggest that trigger warnings could hurt the very individuals that they were intended to help. All right? These are Harvard University psychologists. These are not people from the School of Joe. Right? The Ivy League psychologist said that 451 trauma survivors were randomly assigned to either receive or not receive trigger warnings prior to reading potentially distressed passages from world literature. So do we now have to go through every book, every page, every sentence and decide what's going to make somebody crazy and what's not going to make them crazy? I'm just asking. Are we going to have to work it out so that, you know, what are you going to survey? 3,000, 5,000, 8,000, 12,000 kids? How many are you going to survey to make sure that you're cool and everything's all right? And again, when you look at this stuff, a lot of this is common sense. The Ivy League psychologist said that 451 trauma survivors were randomly assigned to either receive or not receive trigger warnings prior to reading potentially distressing passages that would provide their emotional reactions to each passage. Now, self-reported anxiety was used by researchers as the main dependent value. Trigger warnings are not helpful for trauma survivors. The study concludes it is less clear whether the trigger warnings are explicitly harmful. They seem to be, but there's no actual proof that they are. Because the trigger warnings are consistently unhelpful, there's no evidence or reason to use them. God bless us. Somebody finally figured this out. It's not the first study that has reached this kind of conclusion. The radical left will stop at nothing to intimidate these people. So seriously. I mean, this is maybe we should apply common sense. That would be so much better. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Maybe a surprise for you on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back playing music and using words that would not be allowed today, but they are. That song would never fly today. You probably have to get special dispensation from the FCC and the SJW Warriors and all that stuff. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let me bring him on because I know you can't stand it. Right. I mean, now, just for clarity, it is not Friday evening, so don't go out partying tonight thinking it's okay because it's Friday. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
On such short notice, so they say, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
So, I was gonna wait till Friday to ask you, but you're here now. But Theresa May seems to be having a moment. You know, a failed leader is now going to tell us what a failed leader we have.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's this kind of, you know, this is where we get the phrase, do as I say, not as I do, from. Because she's made such a bad job of Brexit, and, you know, she tried to mess things up for the Donald in the beginning with the Steele dossier and things like this. And now the British people want her gone, so she's kind of, she's actually trying to have her Margaret Thatcher moment. She wants to kind of be remembered for something, and she thinks that if she stands up to the Donald and calls him a racist, when she really doesn't appreciate the full facts of what this tweet was about, because let's face it, there was absolutely nothing racist about it. And, you know, because I went right away to look at the tweet, I was like, you know, surely he didn't use the N-word or he didn't, you know, call an Irishman Paddy or, you know, something like that. You know, there was nothing racial involved in the tweet, so I'm still trying to work out what it was. But, you know, we know the globalist media and globalists all across the world will use this as an opportunity to diss the Donald. And I'm quite angry, to be honest, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, I find it amazing. I look at this, and it's irritating as heck. I did the same thing you did. I actually got in a Facebook war, which is not hard to do these days, and going back and forth with somebody and saying, look, you calling it a racist tweet, here's the definition of racist. What part of that was actually racist?
Right.
You know, telling them to go back to where they came from when they were born here. Okay. Still doesn't say that he feels that white people are better, smarter than brown people. No. I mean, basically what he said is the same thing that my grandfather said to my grandmother. You don't like this country? Go back to where you came from. Did that make him a racist? Was he racist against my grandmother?
It kind of smacks of the people accusing me of homophobia because I disagree with gay marriage. I think the world has gone mad, and we have to insist on some clarity now, Joe, because the thing is that, you know, I've been called a racist for supporting Donald Trump, and that bothers me no end. Because, you know, ultimately, when these words are bandied about, what it actually does is it actually detracts from real racism. You know, when there is real racism still in the world, this just was not an example of it. But, you know, I have to say, you know, I've never really heard of this Representative Presley, but I have heard a few of the things that she said. But the other three are kind of like Cerberus, you know, Tlaib, AOC, and Ilhan Omar. And the thing is, for me, how can you be a patriotic American if you hate America and you support terrorism? How can you be supporting the principles and ideologies of a country you are elected to represent on behalf of your borough if you cannot at least love the United States and decry terrorism? You should not be in that job.
If you're an elected official to the Congress of these United States and you see this place as oppressive, you see it as hateful, you think the Constitution is racist, you swore to uphold that racist Constitution. Does that make, by their logic, that makes you a racist, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Their logic is so confusing, right? Look, go ahead. You say your thought first.
No, because for me, it's gone a stage further with the fact that tonight, you know, I've been sitting up because I've been awake tonight watching, you know, world news. And you know, Al Green, who's a Democratic lawmaker, is now saying that we should impeach Donald Trump for this heinous racist commentary. I mean, you know, Donald Trump stubbed his toe last week and said, you know, the impolite word for crap. Let's impeach him for that, too. This is how ridiculous it's gotten in 2019 that, you know, I don't know exactly what list of impeachable things there are, you know, on a list of things one could be impeached for. But I am sure commenting on the anti-American behavior of anti-Americans is not one of them. Because surely that's part of your job as the president of the United States to make commentary about those who hate us, who have infiltrated our proceedings.
Yeah, it's getting worse. And here, let me read something to you today. This goes on we're holding the heroes that we hold up, the heroes that the left gets behind, the ones that they just call, the left calls just wonderful people and people that we should want to emulate. You know, that's the soccer star Rapinoe, right? A couple of things.
Yeah.
So she comes out and she says, scientifically, it's proven that gay people are better than straight people. Okay? Now, that makes her a hero because she's so gutsy to come out and actually say. Now think about that. She's quoting a scientific study. If we quote a scientific study that says transgenderism is fake, it's not real because biologically, and here's scientific proof, they would crucify us. Right?
That is so racist, Joe.
See, there you, or whatever it is. It's some kind of phobic, I'm sure.
Yeah, racophobic. Right? There you go.
Right? And then she's in a parade, and she's talking about how New York City, you're the MF-er. I mean, she's just off the rails. She's in a picture doing the High Hitler sign.
Outside a mosque.
Yeah,
outside
you saw right?
Yeah, outside a synagogue.
Right. And so I'm saying to myself,
Center for Jewish
this is their
people.
Hero. I mean, how much dope do you have to take for that to make sense?
A lot.
All right, I know. I hear the music, too. But we got to deal with this on the other side of the breaker. I'm going to pop. Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibbs going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure condemning President Trump for what the Democrats called racist tweets against four lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to urge support for the resolution.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and the comments
are racist.
Republicans said her criticism has violated House rules against personal attacks on the president and should be stricken from the record. The
gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and requested to be taken down.
After a lengthy delay, the parliamentarian agreed. Number two Democrat Steny Hoyer.
The words should not be used in debate.
But then, in a party-line vote, Democrats used their majority to overrule that finding and prevented the words from being stricken. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Please tell me you didn't wear cargo pants. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And let me just bring it back in. I'm having a lot of fun with him. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, but this is kind of an off night. So don't go drinking and don't go partying because you think it's Friday night. Look at your calendar. Well, look at that smartphone. Make it work for you. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. This doesn't mean you guys can, skip work tomorrow and say, well, Xander was on the real side.
There you go.
So it means I don't have to go to work today, tomorrow.
Well, anyway, what the Brits and others are seeing across the country on what's going down today here in America with them trying to call out the president. And it's laughable. And the sad part about this is you and I have talked about this a million times, but they made the word racist of no, it's got no effect anymore. It has no power anymore because they use it for everything. And in this case, were the comments off color, maybe not quite right? Maybe the timing sucked. I got to tell you something. If I was his communications person, I'd be going, look, let the Dems finish hanging themselves and then put something out there to make them crazy.
Just right.
Because they were chewing each other up. Pelosi had a real problem last week. You know?
Yeah.
So
was it because she smelled of gin?
Oh, God.
No, but seriously, what this does smell of is desperation. Okay. They are clearly desperate. They clearly realize that they have no front runner as Democratic leader, so they have to take every opportunity to do the Donald down. And I think that is a real concern because, if what he had said was racist, I would be the first one to condemn him because I think racism is repugnant in any way, shape, or form. But this was not about racism. This was about highlighting what we've all been saying for long enough since these people have been elected. As I said in the first part of the show, I don't know very much about Presley, but I do know that apparently she said We need black faces we don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice.
Right.
So what is that? Isn't that racist in itself? That is saying that black people, they only want black people that are willing to agree with them. But isn't that the same with the left all over? They only want gay people that are going to agree with them. They only want Jews that will agree with them. They only want women that will agree with them. You know,
I'm agreeing with you. I'm sitting here saying to myself, the same thing you are. It's like you are either 100% on page with them or else you're garbage, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Do you think they would have defended Jesse Smollett if he had been a Republican?
Oh, no.
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 They would have said, throw him into jail, you know.
He'd be doing 20 to life. Yeah. How dare he use... Oh, don't get me going.
But as he was a Democrat, you know, even the district attorney was prepared to, you know, fall on her sword for him, which I find most concerning. You see, the whole ideology of MAGA, as far as I'm concerned, you know, making America great again, is getting rid of all this corruption and getting rid of all this BS that actually differentiates from the America that are thinking an ideology and our guidings and leanings suggest that it should be. And you know, Hollywood is a law unto itself. You know, all across America, representatives and senators that disagree with the law are telling people to break the law. Why are they still in a job?
Well, that was a point I kept bringing up. You can't get the left to decide or to respond properly. You know, you say to the left point blank, listen, all Trump is doing, and in fact, it's not even Trump. ICE is doing it, right? ICE is going out there, and they're picking up the people that already have deportation orders. All right, so what's the problem? So are you telling these people to defy a court order? Is somebody sworn to uphold the law? I don't understand what your problem is.
But what is the differentiation with all of this, Joe? These people with these orders with regards to ICE, it's not because of the color of their skin. It's because of what they have done.
Bingo.
They have broken the law. They have entered the United States illegally, whatever the color of their skin. See, I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of this. Oh, you don't like Ilhan Omar because she's a Muslim. I don't care that she's a Muslim. I don't care that any member of Congress happens to be a Muslim. But I'm sorry, you should leave your religiosity at the door. I would even say the same of a Christian president. You have to rule and govern and lead the country based upon the whole populace. And what is happening with people like Ilhan Omar... She's treating all of America as if we're all Muslims, and that's not a good thing to do.
No. You know, it's funny. I was having lunch today with somebody who's not a believer to speak of, and a few other things, and we're sitting there and we're talking, and I said, look, here's the reality. You really want to boil it down? The Christians and Jews are much more tolerant than the believers, the non-believers, the Muslims, the Buddhists, whatever. It seems to be every time you turn around... We're being told how intolerant we are, and all we want to do is live our lives.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, again, we hate gays and lesbians. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Xander, I hate you. We can't talk anymore. At least that's what they call
it. Okay, bye.
You know? Right?
I think we dispelled that myth last week, Joe, you know?
Yeah, well, as long as the checks keep clearing, I hear you'll still be my friend.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know, straight money is still money, Joe. I think that ultimately what we've got around to in 2019 in the United States and in the United Kingdom to a very similar extent is that officials are far too afraid to be called racist to speak out against these things. Because let's face it, let's turn this around and say that this was Christianity. If they were making everybody be compliant with Christianity so the Christians weren't offended, there would be uproar from the Jews and the Muslims, not so much the Jews, but what is happening is that we as a populace are being made to comply to a lot of these ideologies in order not to offend people. Hey, and I don't want to intentionally offend people, but why should I continually be changing my life just so someone might not be offended?
Listen, even the hardcore lefty comedians have said, I can't deal with this. I don't even want to go to the campus. I can't stand these people. They're their own people.
Right.
They can't stand them. You know, it's got to tell you something about where they're coming from and what's going on.
But Joe, as a comedian myself, there are things I cannot joke about anyway. I can't even, on social media, I can't joke about anything gay because it's homophobic. and it's ridiculous. I can't joke about being fat. You know, I'm a fat guy. Why can't I joke about being fat?
Ooh, because we mustn't offend the fat people because it's discrimination.
I'm a fat guy myself. Why can't I joke about it? We've just been backed into such a corner that there's going to be this kind of counter-revolution coming, you know?
I think
because
you're right.
We're not going to put up with this anymore.
Yep. I've gotten to the point where, and they think it's just because I'm brazen, but I'm not. I don't care. Somebody is going to get teed off. You know, you get the emails like I do. I make a lot of fun about being, look, and I always say the same thing. Look, if you have a medical condition and that's why you're overweight, I shouldn't even have to do this. But you know my heart. That's not aimed at you. But if you have the problem I have, it's a disease called hand and mouth, right?
Yeah.
I can't keep my hand away from my mouth with food in it. Then that's on me. That's my problem. And it's okay to talk about that because maybe one person's going to stop and go, you know what, I got to stop fooling myself. I got to stop putting my hand in my mouth with food in it.
Exactly. You know? I have Dunlap syndrome. I'm big boned.
Yeah. Oh, no. If your mom was like mine, we're going to sharpen the husky department for you because you're a big boy. God bless. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Show me your host. Don't go far.
It's glandular.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him back in. I always enjoy when he's here with me. We're talking to Xander Gibb, who is usually, see, I know some of you are going to get all screwed up. Usually he's here on Fridays, all right? He jumped in early this week because Theresa May was making him crazy. That don't mean she was like at his house making him crazy. I mean, it's
crazier.
I know the Queen drops by from time to time to say hello to you. I know she's looking for me most of the time, but I know she drops by to say hi to you. But
anyhow. No, she calls around to say, don't get me on that Messina Chappy show again, because
he's not getting his knighthood now.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one for me. Let me tell you what. So
Sergio was Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, it's Boston, isn't it? Sorry. Sir Joe of Boston.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, and that would have to be a tinge for her, right? Because hey, your queenness. I come from New England, not the old England. Thank you. We don't knight people there.
Off with his head.
God. All right. So what do you think of the gruesome foursome? The gruesome foursome, whatever. I don't even know what to call these people.
I have no time for them. I mean, AOC, every time I hear her voice, I really want to vomit. She's a puppet for the left. And you know, I really think she's paid. She's actually paid as an actress. Because can you really be that dumb?
No.
Sorry.
You've been around people that ignorant, haven't you?
Yeah, but not kind of that are constantly. There has to be something, you know, empirically wrong if you're that dumb 24/7. But the others are just so. I mean, Tlaib, you know, standing and taking a picture in front of a map where Israel has been obliterated from the map. I mean, you know, our elected officials need to be called to a higher standard. And if these people cannot do that, regardless of the color of their skin or who they pray to, I don't care about that.
Right.
If you're an elected official in the United States of America, you should be held to a higher standard.
I agree.
If you can't do that, go back and bartend in the Bronx or wherever it is that you came from, whatever rock you crawled out from under.
You sound serious about this. This is really bothering you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because you know, as a patriotic American...
Right.
It really hurts my heart when these people are trying to destroy what my president has done, you know, over the past 2.5 years. You know, he's however long it's been, you know, he's done a very good job. And all they do is do him down all the time. And in fairness, if he was doing such a terrible job, I'd be there alongside them saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's not the case.
No, it's and not only is it just look at, he's actually made good decisions. He's made changes. He's made things happen here in America for the first time in decades, and not one of those things is called out by the left. Not a one. Everything that he does is negative, is bad, and it's just it's actually like a little boy who cried wolf, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know when people call the police and over silly things, oh, McDonald's won't deliver, or oh, there's no coal left in my coal cupboard. You know, eventually they get charged with wasting police time. So all these Democrats that keep calling for the impeachment of the president, you know, aren't they going to be charged with wasting America's time? Because I'm, frankly, bored with it.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, no question about it. I hope so. I hope that the nail... look, you've got an attorney general. I mean, can you imagine how much work he's got in front of him trying to get all this cleaned up? I wouldn't want to do what he does.
No.
You know,
no.
Seriously. I actually feel bad for the guy to a big degree. But, you know, he took the job... He's a big boy, you know?
Yeah. But where were the calls for impeachment when Obama was sending billions to Iran?
You're just being
racist.
And
where were the calls for impeachment? No, I'm not. Because you know, frankly, I would have said, no, I'm not going to go there.
No.
Even as a comedian, I'm not going to go there. I am not. I don't have a racist bone in my body, just like the Donald.
Right.
But where were the calls for impeachment? With the serious misdemeanors that he did, and his predecessors, and Bush, and the Clintons. I mean, the Clintons, for heaven's sake, the Clintons have perpetrated more crime in the United States than the underlords of crime, you know?
And even the underlords of crime were a little afraid of them. You know,
yeah,
I mean, seriously,
exactly.
you think about what they've done, what they can do, the kind of power that they wielded. I don't believe they're still there. I'm sorry, I mean, some people do, but I do not believe that they're still there, that they have that much power as they used to have. But seriously, people were afraid of them. It's just wrong. It's just wrong every way, shape, manner, form. It's just wrong.
Yeah. And this rumor that Hillary worships Satan, you know, I have to tell you it's not true because he worships her.
You know, but you know what? I love when these lefties hop on and they want to read you a new one. They want to rip you a new one. They want, you know, they just want to do all this stuff to you. And you're saying to yourself, wait a minute. Aren't you the love Trump's hate people? And then you start talking about Trump. How can anybody vote for him? And here you're voting for someone who screwed the Haitian people. She called, you know, she called all the victims of Billy Bob Clinton, what were they, sluts and gold diggers and whores?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine me using that term on any one of the women that came after Kavanaugh?
You know,
exactly. What would they do to me? Right?
Yeah.
So it's time to stop playing by the gentleman's rules. It's time to take on guerrilla warfare. It's time not to let them get away with anything anymore. Nothing. I mean nothing. You need to keep the pressure on to the point where they even think you're there looking at them. You know what I mean? That you're in so many places that they're at, that you're right there, right up their butt on a regular basis.
We've kind of been too nice for too long, Joe, and that's what it is.
I agree. And
now we need to roll up our sleeves and come out fighting. Because, you know, I said to you in the break, and I'm not ashamed to share this, but if we don't win, if the Donald doesn't win in 2020, we may as well all move to England or another country. Because America is over if the Democrats get in again. And I hate to think where we would be now if Hillary had won, you know.
Oh, you and I would be in jail for sure at this point.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, think about it. I mean, this is the woman that they caught on tape saying point blank to Christians, not even the Catholics, but the Christians, because Tim Kaine went after the Catholics in particular, but she said to Christians, you'll either need to change your scripture or we'll pass laws that will force you to change your scripture.
Please.
And the idiots still went to the polls and voted for them. Yes, I said idiots.
No one's above God. You cannot change scripture. and to even suggest that scripture should be changed highlights for us exactly where you are coming from. But you remember when he said, and this is what did it for me, when Tim Kaine said that abortion was a contraceptive right. I'm like, what? What am I hearing here? This guy that looks like he should be living under a bridge is telling us that killing our children is a contraceptive right. Yeah. This is exactly who we needed as the vice president.
Yeah. Did these words they come? I always joke too. Where did they find these words? Right? I mean, where did they come up with these terms and these words? Sometimes when we don't even question them, it's just like it's like the. I have this video where the attorney for Planned Parenthood is talking about how it's a gender is a social construct. That there's no truth in science behind it. And there's a whole bunch of people in the room going, I'm thinking, wow, what are these, like the Borg? Anybody go, wait a minute, hello?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize you were a Trekkie. But, it's interesting. I get lots of emails from people. I got an email from a trans person about 2 weeks ago who said they really respected what I said about true trans people, who weren't politicizing it. So if they were born a man, had an operation, became a woman, lived as a woman, didn't call themselves trans, and that kind of really spoke to me, that someone was saying, you know, I listened to that, Xander, I wasn't offended by it, you were absolutely right. Stop politicizing your sexuality. It's not washing with us anymore.
No.
You know, it's boring.
Nope. No, you are so right. And well, anyway, we're running out of time. Got you all wound up. Appreciate you calling in.
Gonna get some sleep now.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know, I always catch crap from Kimberly because she says, you get me so wound up, I can't get to sleep for 2 hours. Anyhow, listen, get to sleep. Appreciate you coming on tonight. Everybody else, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be here with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Oh.